front-end development for the first time in my career.
User experience design.
I'm a back-end developer. I mainly work with Drupal.
Welcome to Behind the Screens, where we go beyond the code and into the community. We interview people from all realms of the open source universe to find out what's hot right now, share some hardships and headaches, give a little advice, and learn about the people behind the screens. I'm your host, Chris Albrecht. Let's dive in. Behind the Screens is made possible by Lullabot. Lullabot is a strategy, design, and development company where we turn great content into captivating user experiences. Find us on Twitter, at Lullabot, or in your browser at lullabot.com. We'd love to meet you!
On this episode of Behind the Screens, I'm here with Wes Ruvalcaba. Hi, Wes!
Hello!
So tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been with Lullabot.
Yeah, so a little bit about myself. So I'm in Columbus, Ohio right now with my four dogs, two cats, my wife, and mother-in-law. Very exciting household. And let's see, I've been with Lullabot for 3 years and change. Working as a front-end developer for the first time in my career. Before that, I was a web designer that did a lot of HTML and CSS.
So what is it that you're working on right now? What sort of projects?
Yeah, so right now I'm helping out Carnegie Mellon with a lot of their Drupal sites, just stepping in and trying to set them up for success and long-term having a good site that'll last them and that they'll be able to edit and do all the things they need to do on it.
Excellent. That's, if I could say anything about what we do here, it's creating a good user experience for the clients and hopefully get the site a little bit longer than just tomorrow.
The users that have to see it, the users have to edit it, everyone.
Right. Excellent. So what's a large challenge that you faced recently with either this project or another project that has really stumped you?
Yeah, so I'd say the biggest problems that I tend to run into are make me think would be where you have different groups that have different goals and they are targeted at the same thing and kind of sussing out what exactly are the expectations all around and how can I kind of give them something that will that'll kind of meet in the middle for all the different kind of needs right now. So that's actually happening on my current project where we have a very interesting Vue.js app that's really cool. But on the other hand, I'm not, completely sure if it's filling all of the needs of the different groups that will have to use it in the long run. So we're trying to do all the thought work and that to figure that out.
That's great. So, what's something, again, either in this project or in another project that you've been working on, that you've recently overcome, a big challenge or some sort of milestone that you just feel really good about, something you don't want to let go of right away, makes you feel good about getting it done?
Oh man. Yeah, so Backdrop, I've done a lot of work on that and I'm on a little bit of a hiatus but gonna get back to it soon, but replaced Bardic as a default theme and went through the thought work and talking to different people about okay, what do people expect? What was Jen Simmons thinking when she was helping make that and then reading some of the reactions and on Drupal.org about, what people liked and didn't like about it and where it ended up. That was all fascinating. But yeah, I threw the thing together and was like, I think this is good. And then put it out there. And it's gotten reasonably good reception. It's a little hard to tell, but I've gotten to use it. I ported it to Drupal 7, Drupal 8. It's not quite public yet, but it's around on GitHub. And I've built three sites with it. It's actually been fantastic to work with. Of course, that's me who wrote it, so who knows? It might not be as useful to other people, but I think it checks all the boxes that I wanted to check of looking like Backdrop when you install it, but not looking like backdropcms.org, kind of looking like it's branded a little bit, but not being you know, well, this doesn't even look like my website, and I don't know how it could look like my website. And, yeah, just addressing the needs of it's a base theme that you could actually make a sub-theme off of, where Bardic, you shouldn't do that. I made the mistake of doing that. It hurt. yeah, so that was a lot of work, and it paid off, I think. I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot during the process. It was one of my first big open source contributions ever. And Nate and Jen have been really helpful in helping me figure out, you know, what to focus on and kind of how to work in that. It's very different than just working for a client. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's those pet projects that really, when you build something for yourself, that's when the good quality, that's when it really comes out. And I think you probably get more people having a good response to it. So it sounds like you had a lot of personal interest in that, which is...
Yeah, well, it was like, what I want to make a core theme that past Wes would have been happy with. Like, he would have been able to learn, you know, Drupal better. Like, I wanted to help out past me for, you know, if anyone's starting on Backdrop, or, you know, if I ever release the Drupal ones. Yeah, trying to make it that a better experience, and then, you know, it's actually been helpful for me on projects, so.
That's great.
Win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can put a link in the show notes to your GitHub repo if you'd like.
Sure, yeah,
you can
whatever.
Go on and check it out.
Or Backdrop, yeah.
Yeah, or into Backdrop as well, yeah. So if you're not working on Drupal things, themes, or these projects, what do you like to do?
Right now, I've put 900 hours into Factorio and listened to audiobooks a lot, so that's been fun. Dog training, got 4 of the idiots, and that's pretty fun. And getting back into drawing as an illustration major in college, and doing that more, not for any particular purpose, but just getting back in the swing
for your own enjoyment.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, if anyone's attended the last Lullabot Pantheon party in Baltimore, they might have seen you in front of a gigantic Tyrannosaurus skeleton that you were sketching. Is that what it was?
Yes. Something like that. I think it was technically something else, but like
it was a large dinosaur skeleton.
And it had the T-Rex looking skull.
Yeah. Yes. So for all intents and purposes, it was. We'll just call it a T-Rex.
Yeah. 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 There's not many times in your life when you can drink and draw dinosaur bones, and it's happened twice now: DrupalCon Chicago and the party at Baltimore.
That's
so
fantastic.
I consider myself very lucky.
That's great. It's having those passions and being able to do things like that is what a great benefit, I think, of working at Lullabot too. It's very much encouraged here, so
yep,
I feel totally. Very lucky. We have the ability to present or just even to attend camps and conferences. We have a budget we can use to do those things, and you've been able to do some really exciting traveling lately.
Yeah.
And you have some upcoming. So first tell me about some of the cool places that you visited lately.
Yeah, so it was in like the first part of the year. I went to... First it was Iceland. Yeah, it was Iceland. You can get a really cheap ticket on Iceland or WOW Air. It was like $500 round trip, and so that fit inside my budget. So I gave a talk at Iceland while I was completely jet lagged, and I really had a hard time stringing thoughts together. So that was an interesting experience. And then gave another talk at Drupal Camp London, which was actually the week after. And I hung out with Sally Young in London, and you know, her friends and some other Drupal people, and had a fantastic time in London. And then coming up now, actually, I'm going, after this retreat, I'm going to Chicago visiting family for a couple days, and then flying to London, where I will get used to being jet lagged. There's not really an event there. There is a London Design Festival I'll probably go to, assuming it doesn't break my wallet or anything. And then I'll be speaking at DrupalCon Vienna the week after, and hopefully have some sort of mental capacity at that point. But we'll see. Can't pass up free room and board in London. That's good times.
Yeah. Wow. That is a heck of a travel schedule, Wes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I highly recommend going to Northern Lights Camp. I think it might be a couple years before they do another one, but they were fantastic. And there was a lot of cool people there, because it was 80% outside people, so a lot of European Drupalers and some Americans, and good group of people, good event.
Very cool.
Highly recommend.
Yeah, that was definitely one that was on my list, but it was just a little bit out of the price range. Yeah. Where I come from in Denver, you got to spend a few bucks just to get to a coast before you can cross an ocean. So
yeah,
I had to put that one. Hopefully they do it again soon. Yeah. I had to put that one on hold. I would like to get out there and check that out. It sounded like from the photos that I've seen and from mm-hmm. the stories that I've heard that you guys had a great time. So
yep.
That one's definitely on my list. You said you're going to be giving a talk in Vienna. What is your talk on?
Web VR. So yeah, I've done it a number of times now. So I think it's like the fourth time I've given it. But yeah, so virtual reality kind of stuff is coming to the web, into the W3C spec most likely. And that's going to be really exciting. But there's ways you can use it now. And it's really fun to work with. I haven't figured out practical applications yet, but doesn't really matter. Like, it's extremely amusing and about as easy as jQuery.
Wow.
So, yeah, very fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent. So if you're into web VR or any sort of virtual reality or just trying to figure out what the heck it's all about, go see Wes's talk in Vienna.
Or look up the recorded one from Baltimore.
Or go to Vienna.
Or, yeah. Very true.
Yes. Either way. Wes always gives a good talk, so that's a good one. So, if you could give one piece of advice to someone who's trying to get into the industry, into web development, what would that advice be?
So I actually do a bit of mentoring, so I actually give this kind of advice a lot, where it's basically, you need to put yourself in front of people, so like meetups are really good, or like Drupal camps, or you know, whatever kind of, if it's not Drupal, then like, you know, there's usually tons of meetups in any sort of big area, and just meeting people, talking to them, hang out, and that stuff pays off in the long run. You know, you can't really expect it to pay off immediately, but the best parts of my career started from me going to an Adobe meetup, and somebody asked if anyone was looking for a job. He awkwardly said, "Does anyone want a job in a publicly traded company?" I was like, "I don't know why that matters, but yeah, I like jobs." So I raised my hand. And we're actually really good friends now. He's a cool guy. I worked with him for 3 years. And that boss that I worked for there is awesome. And he took me to a couple other places when he moved on. And learned an immense amount of things from just going to meet up and happened to meet someone that was really awesome and had a job available. So yeah, you learn a lot, you meet a lot of people, and getting your face out there is always a better way of getting in than just blindly submitting, you know, resumes online. Like, it's not necessarily fair, but meeting people in person always helps.
Yeah, absolutely. I've picked up a contract or two by attending meetups and having references here or there, and I still keep in touch with a few people from past meetups. I think that's great advice. All right, so I always try and finish these episodes with, I think it kind of gets to Lullabot's nature, in that Lullabot started as an education company. We were teaching people how to do things in Drupal. So in that same vein, we also are very thankful for the people who taught us or where we've come from. Is there anybody, a person or an organization or a group that has helped you with something recently or in the past that you would like to thank?
Yeah, so I'll give you a couple. So the first one was my grandpa Wes, my namesake, who he was an architect and would encourage me to be creative and like mess with all of his draft tables and random stuff on his desk, colored pencils, whatever. And that got me into kind of the creative thing, which I probably wouldn't have gotten into otherwise. He didn't live near me, so I only saw him every once in a while, but like I kind of just, as a kid, I was like, oh yeah, Grandpa Wes, like, you know, loves it when I do this stuff, and he's my namesake, and so like, you know, I'm gonna be awesome at this. And that was a big influence in my life. And then I would say the other one that was really cool would be two Lullabots, actually. So Jeff Eaton and Nate Haug, who I learned Drupal from on the Lullabot DVDs back in the day. And then when I met them in person, it's the only time I've been starstruck, where like I just acted like an idiot. I was kind of arguing at Eaton about responsive CSS things, and it was a trip. I was like losing my mind. I was very awkward. And then also Nate, just meeting him in person and not on the DVD, and being like really personable and getting to work with him on Backdrop, like, I just learned so much just from, like, you know, those DVDs, and then meeting the person was like, ah, you're a human, that's awesome. Like, you're not, like, I don't know, some rock star that, like, shoves people out of the way or something. yeah, and then, yeah, getting to work with Nate on Backdrop actually, like, leveled me up an insane amount. It was, I don't know, it was next level stuff, which was, it was really cool. Just different problems to solve and different kind of concerns when you're trying to make something for potentially a whole lot of people. Like, you have to worry about different things and make sure you do certain things. So, yeah.
No, that's excellent. I like the different answers that I get. It's some people have very general, like their teachers or mm-hmm. you know, very specific people, and it's just very humbling to see where the people that we look up to have come from, or that who helped them, and then they mm-hmm. helped us, and that's a really cool story. I also have similar stories about being starstruck by, you know, the Drupal celebrities at camps and things, and it's they'll probably come out on some future episode of the podcast, but not today. We'll save those for later. All right. Well, thank you very much, Wes. This has been great.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Behind the Screens. If you have ideas for questions or segments, or if you're organizing a camp or an event and you'd like to promote it, or if you just have some cool stuff you want to share, tweet us at Lullabot or drop me an email at chris@lullabot.com. Also, if you're liking the podcast, don't forget to go onto iTunes and give us a rating and a review. Until next time.